अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरयाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेय तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं चिकित्सा भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरणं कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द। First of all, my millions of obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Dev Sri Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And again, same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pa Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are very lucky to be in the sacred time of or festival of Jagannath Dev in the guidance of so many high devotees, high class of devotees. So साधु संग सर्व शास्त्रे कहे क्षण मात्र सर्व सिद्धि है। यू आर फॉर्चुनेट टू कम हियर एंड आई वांट टू हेल्प यू ऑल विदाउट कॉस्ट एंड क्रीड वेदर एनी इस्कॉन और एनी गौड़ीय वैष्णव और एनी वन especially this court festival of Jagannath Dev is very popular in India and out of India, especially by the preaching of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Because he knew that these newfound devotees, only they can progress by kirtan and ratha jatra and all other things, and they will realize who is really Jagannath, who is Brajendra Nandan, and who is the power of Brajendra Nandan Srimati Radhika, and who is the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I think that from tomorrow our classes are going on.
From yesterday.
Shyamrani, Bhaktisar Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj, not you, are giving something, classes on the mercy of Sri Jagannath Dev and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I've given so many classes on this subject. So many times I have spoken about all these things very deeply, and it has come in the shape form of a book. Everything is there. If you want to know details, you can collect this book.
Origin of Rath Yatra.
Origin of Rath Yatra. But reading and hearing from bona fide Vaishnava is separate thing. By hearing you can know something, and by reading you can know something, but by hearing from bona fide Vaishnava you can realize even something. So what I have heard from my Gurudev and other Vaishnavas, even in the court festival I have joined more than 10 times, so many times. So I have explained all these things. Have anyone explained the discovery of Nilmadhav? You?
Shyamarani explained 3 histories.
But 3 times?
Three different histories.
But where she is? What doing? So, and anyone has explained about Nilmadhav and discovery of Jagannath Dev?
Shyamarani.
And what you?
Gundicha Marjana, different meanings.
And Sajjan Maharaj?
Sarusanga and Guru Nishtha. Shraddha.
I want to explain all these things in brief again. So first of all, discovery about Nilmadhav. And you know something?
Something? Brief.
Yes. You can stand up. Facing audience. You can come here. Yeah. Make a place for our speakers.
It's in your pocket? You have me in your pocket, Maharaj. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Vrammilitam Dina Tasmai Si Gurave Maha.
There are 3 very interesting histories about Lord Jagannath, and Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak about the history of Nilamadhava. At the time, there was a king named Indradumna. He lived in Satya Yuga during the first half of Brahma's day after the creation. Once his wife was named Gundicha. One time, a Brahmin came from far away and he spoke about the beauty and the glories of a deity named Nilamadhava. This deity had 4 arms like Narayan. It was very beautiful. Srila Gurudev says, not as beautiful as Krishna. Hearing about this deity and how he could give liberation and so many wonderful things, Indradumna had a great desire to bring this deity and to see this deity. So he had asked all his advisors, including the son of his priest, Vidyapati, to find out where this Nilamadhava was residing, and so that he could have the darshan of Nilamadhava. After several months, of looking, all of his advisors, generals, kings had come back empty-handed. No one had found. But the son of the priest, Vidyapati, had not returned. So now he was very worried. Meanwhile, Vidyapati had gone to the eastern side of the coast of India, and he came to one beautiful village, very beautiful village, near a beautiful mountain. There were many flowers there. It was very lovely. And he thought, this is a very interesting place. I shall stay here and see what I can find out. He came to one house. The head priest of that village, his name was Vishvavasu. He had Vishvavasu. He had a daughter named, a very beautiful daughter named Lalita. She said, my father is away right now, but I will take care of his honored guest. And she gave him a place to sit, some nice water to drink. Later on, the father came home, and Vidyapati noticed that the father had a very sweet fragrance, most beautiful fragrance, unlike anything he'd ever smelled before. So he was a little suspicious where this priest has come from. And he decided to stay in that village. Over time, some attraction and attachment became for between Lalita and Vidyapati. And although he was married, in Vedic culture he could have more than one wife, he approached the father and he agreed that my daughter can become your wife. After some more time, he noticed also that the father was quite frequently going and coming back from some secret place and always coming back smelling very fragrant, beautiful garlands, flowers, things like this. So he, one day, after his relationship had deepened with his wife, he said, I want you to please tell me, you're my wife, we're like one body, where is your father going? She said, no, I cannot tell. My father has told me that it must be secret and I should never tell anyone. But I am your husband. You should not speak like that. We are like one body. Well, I will tell you if you will keep it secret. Yes. He is going to see a deity and he is worshipping a deity there. So, then he asked, which deity? Again, she was somewhat reluctant to answer, but she said, Nila Madhava. And now Vidyapati was very happy because now he would be able to fulfill the king's desire. He had located the secret place of Nila Madhava, but still he would have to go find the deity now, and that would be difficult. So he said, please, you ask your father if I may accompany him when he goes to do the worship of the deity, that I would like to see the deity. So she went and she asked her father, and he said, oh no, this is not possible. And she said, then I will commit suicide. So when the daughter is threatening the father like that, what can the father do? His heart is breaking. So he says, all right, I will take him, but he must be blindfolded. I will not reveal where it is. I will take him to the deity, but he will not know how to get there. So when the time came to go, the bullock cart was there with all of the items to take up for the worship. Lalita slipped some mustard seeds in her husband's pocket and said, if you drop these seeds on the way as you go, then when the rainy season comes in a few weeks or so, they will produce a bright yellow flower, mustard seed, a bright yellow flower, and then you will see the trail up to where my father takes you. So even the father, he went a zigzag course to try to confuse the blindfolded Vidyapati, but still, he dropped the mustard seeds. So when they got to the mountain, and he took off the blindfold, and they were in a very beautiful place with a beautiful lake, and Vishvavasu said, I will now go and make arrangements for the puja. You wait here. While Vidyapati was standing there watching, one crow was sleeping in a mango tree. Its branch was hanging over this lake. So at that time, the crow was suffering from lie. You know, this is one of the five persistent obstacles in bhakti. He was sleeping and he fell into the water and drowned. And at that moment, his four-headed form, Garuda, came and escorted the four-headed form soul of that crow to Vaikuntha. And Vidyapati was given eyes to see all this. So he was astonished and amazed. He said, "Oh, I should immediately go up in the tree and jump in the lake and drown myself so that I can go immediately to Vaikuntha. This is a wonderful place, right? The entrance to the kingdom of God." So when he climbed up in the tree and the branch, he heard a voice. It said, "No, no, you should not commit suicide. I have many services that I want to render you to render to me. And first and foremost, you must go and inform Indradyumna Maharaj so that he may come and have my darshan back." So, I may need some help with some of the details at this point.
You're so straight down. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
After this. Very brief. Why you made late? Because I don't know. You're so compunctual in time.
Where he just had been told not to make suicide.
But very
brief.
So Vidyapati heard from the aerial voice not to commit suicide. That aerial voice, who is Neel Madhava or Lord Jagannath himself, said, "I have so many plans for this world, and you're an instrument in those plans. You'll do very wonderful things, so it's not time for you to go to Vaikuntha yet. Everything will happen in due course." Just then, Viswavasa returned from his getting paraphernalia for worship, and he said, come on, come to the temple. So Vidyapati and Viswavasa went into the temple, and finally, at long last, after so many months, Vidyapati saw the beautiful four-armed blue deity, Neel Madhav. And he felt great ecstasy and happiness. Number one, from seeing the deity himself, and also now he could go back and tell the king. So arti was done and so much puja was performed. And then again, Viswavasu blindfolded Vidyapati, put him on the bullock cart, and they went back to his home in a very zigzag way, so that Vidyapati wouldn't be able to detect the trail by sounds or anything. Then, as they were going back home, Viswavasu heard an aerial voice, also from Neel Madhav, that "You have served me for so many years, and I was so happy by your service, but now I want to go to the palace of King Indradyumna and be served by him. So you should make such arrangements." On hearing his aerial voice, Vishravasu became terrified, and he thought, "I can't bear the separation from Neel Madhav. I have to do something so that he'll stay with me." So as soon as they got to his house, he locked up Vidyapati, his son-in-law, in a room and practically jailed him in his house. So just as Vidyapati very affectionately spoke to his wife to convince her of the other situations, now he convinced her very affectionately that she should help him to escape so that he could return to King Indradyumna, which she did. And after a very, very long walk back to Avantipur, the residence of King Indradyumna, Vidyapati reported that he had indeed seen the deity. So King Indradyumna was so pleased, he said, "I'm going to take my family, all my ministers, citizens, all to see the deity." So they came back to that place about 100 miles, I think, from Puri, and he wanted to go see the village, and he wanted to go see the mustard seeds so that he could get up the hill, but by the arrangement of the Lord, there was no temple in sight because it was covered by sand. There was no mustard seeds because it was covered by sand. And there was no village because it was covered by sand. So the king was so heartbroken, he was determined to fast until death if he had to because he could not see the deity. Then again there was an aerial voice from Lord Jagannath or near Madhav, and he told the king, "Don't be despondent. I'll give you my darshan, but it won't be in the form of Neil Madhav. I'm going to come at the place of Bunki Muhan, which is now called Chakratirtha, and I'll come in as a log, a big red log, and there will be signs of chakra, of disc, and lotus, and club, and concha, all over the log. And then deities will be made of me, of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan Chakra. But now, I'm going to send Lord Brahma, and he will take you to have my personal darshan in Vaikuntha." So Lord Brahma arrived and took him to Vaikuntha, where he saw moving Neil Madhava, speaking with his associates, and he was so overjoyed. And then Neil Madhav gave him the same message again, that "I won't come to earth and give you darshan in this form, but I'll come in the four features." So he went back, Vidyapati went back with Brahma down to earth. But although they were only there in Vaikuntha for a few moments, on earth time it was millions of years. So he went back to his kingdom, but everything had changed. The whole world had changed. So the temple that he had arranged to be built before he went to Vaikuntha was still there. But there was a new king who claimed proprietorship over that temple, which had become dilapidated, and the new king repaired it. So fortunately, King Indrajitna's wife, Gundicha, was still there, still alive. And Vidyapati went to that new king, and he said, "This is my temple that I'm making for Neil Madhav." So the new king didn't believe him. So Brahma was also a witness that, yes, this king, Indrajitna, is the proprietor. And there was one bird named Kakabasundi, who was also there during the time of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. And he also witnessed that it was Indrajitna who was the proprietor. So now Indrajitna is again the proprietor of the temple, and he called for all the carpenters in Orissa. He said, "Anyone who can carve these deities, I'll give a big reward." So as soon as any of the carpenter's tools touched the deity, immediately the tools broke because the wood was so hard. Then one carpenter said, "I can do it. My name is Maharana, and I can carve those deities. But you'll have to give me 21 days and without any disturbance, and then the deities will be manifested." So the king was very happy, and he waited for 14 days. And after 14 days, his wife Gundicha said, "Now there hasn't been any sound for 14 days. Maybe, and he hasn't had anything to eat, maybe he died. If he died, then it's our fault, and we have the guilt of killing a brahmana. So please open the door right now and let's see what's happening." So the king said, "No, I made a promise." But she was so insistent that he opened the door forcibly. And when he opened the door, there's a couple of different versions that Gurudev tells. One, that the carpenter was there and he said, "Oh, why have you disturbed me in the middle? Now I could not complete the deities." And then he disappeared. And the other version, and they could have happened differently in different yugas, is that the carpenter just wasn't there at all, and just the four deities were there. So the king understood then, oh my goodness, this Maharana was not an ordinary person. he was Jagannath himself. And first he thought he had committed a sin to open the door, but his minister told him, no, there's some mystery here, and it's all right. Then when he opened the door and he saw the deities and the carpenter was gone, then he understood everything, that he was Jagannath himself. So then there was an aerial voice again from Lord Jagannath who instructed him exactly how to perform the Rath Yatra ceremony. That it will be 10 days, there will be a Rath Yatra to the Gunditjmara temple, and the Gunditjmara temple was named after King Indradyumna's wife Gunditja, because she was such a prominent instrument in the manifesting of Lord Jagannath. You'll have Snani Yatra, you'll have Chandan Yatra, and I want the descendants of Viswavasu Sabra to be my cooks during that time, and the descendant that is Lalita's descendants, the wife of Vidyapati, who is the son of the priest of King Indradyumna, and I want your Brahmin, the Brahmin wife of Vidyapati, to be the priest, the pujaris, during Rath Yatra, and I won't accept service from anybody else. So the king agreed, but he said, but I want to make one request from you. So Jagannath said, what is that? He said, I don't want any descendants. I don't want any children or descendants. Jagannath asked why. He said, because they will claim that this is my property, this is my temple, and they will take the praname. So Jagannath agreed, and Jagannath smiled also. And why he smiled is revealed in the second history, which I guess we'll hear by the mercy of Gurudev.
Thank you.
Second
reason? Can you speak about second the reason? How Rohini mother? In brief.
Who are these people? Oh, they are these cows from Vrindavan.
Even in his dreams, he's crying in separation from cows and Vrindavan. Sometimes he's crying, oh, Yashodaya, oh, Nanda Baba. Sometimes he calls out the names of his friends, oh, Subal, Sridam, Arjuna, Bhanga, Stoka, Krishna, Madhumanga, Vasar, Kokyo, Vrina, Ujjwal, oh, where are you? And sometimes, oh, crying, he catches our veil and pulls and says, oh, Radhika, oh, Lalita, oh, Vishaka. And we wonder, why? What is this? Then, Satyabhama, she began to explain, oh, you know that Krishna, when he's sleeping, he does not call our names. Even though we are 16,108 all together, we cannot control him. But those Brijvasis, oh, he remembers them all the time. I think it must be that, do they know some jadu? Do they know some magic? Do they know some mantras by which they attract his mind? What is this? So, when the queens were lamenting in this way, then they thought to themselves, oh, I think that Rohini Maya, she can answer our question. Because we have this very important question. Why is it that Krishna does not remember us? Why is he always remembering the residents of Vrindavan? So just then, Rohini Maya, she came there and they posed this question to Rohini Maya. But also, the mother of Kamsa, that is Padmavati, the wife of Ugrasen, she came there and she told everyone, oh, don't speak about these Brijvasis. This will be quite dangerous. Why? Because they are very, very mean. You know how mean they are? When Krishna was a little baby, they did not feed him even. They did, even though Braj was so full of butter and milk and yogurt, they did not give him anything to eat. So he had to go door to door stealing just to stay alive. His mother was so cruel that even she used to take a rope and tie him up with a rope sometimes. And not only that, but they used to make him work very hard. They made him go out in the early morning in the blazing sun and graze cows in the forest. And then he would come back in the evening. And not only that, they did not even give him any shoes to wear, even though the forest is full of thorns and brambles. So Padmavati, the wife of Kamsa, she was mother of Kamsa. She was criticizing Brijvasis in so many ways. She said, look, what we can do is we can calculate how much money they spent on Krishna. So we don't have to calculate how much butter they gave because they did not give him any. But we can find out how much butter he stole from the neighbors and reimburse them. And we can calculate how many days he went cow grazing and how much work that he did and all of these things. And we will reimburse the Brijvasis twice over. We'll give them twice the amount of money that we owe them for Krishna leaving and coming here.
But so we will not pay a single farthing for Rohini.
But we will not pay one penny for Rohini, because Rohini is in their party. So then, Rohini said, you are speaking like this because you don't know what love and affection is, because you are not so chaste. Why is she not so chaste? Because actually, she is not the mother of Kamsa. When she was a young lady, she was playing on the bank of Jamuna, and one demon called Drumil came there, and by Drumil, Kamsa had been born. So he was not the son of... She's the mother, but Ugrasen is not the father of Kamsa. So then, Rohini Maya, she called all the queens that came together in a secret place, and she told Subhadra, Krishna's sister, to be on the door and make sure that Krishna and Baldev don't come. Because if Krishna and Baldev will come in and hear the glories of Vrindavan, they may be attacked by so much separation, they will leave at once. So then, Subhadra, she stayed on the door, Subhadra Devi, and Rohini Maya, she began to explain the glories of Vrindavan. How, Mother Yashoda, she had so much love for Krishna, for his own benefit. She could bind him with a rope. But how Mother Yashoda used to feed him and take care of him in so many ways. How he was so attached to her. And also she described the love of Nanda Baba. She described how Krishna used to go cow grazing with his friends and how they would play together in so many ways and perform beautiful pastimes. And even she described the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. by which Krishna was completely controlled, and he admitted that he was unable to repay them. So when Vahini Maya was speaking in this way, Krishna and Baldev, they were in the Sudama assembly house. In that assembly house, they were seated among so many members of the royal family, and they were having a meeting to decide and solve all the political problems and whatever situations would come up in their kingdom. But what is Krishna's nature? Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshu va. Krishna has said, I don't reside in Vaikuntha, and I don't live in the hearts of the yogis who meditate on me. But rather, yatra gayanti madhvakta tatra tishtami Narad. Hey Narad, wherever my devotees are singing my glories, telling my sweet lila katha of Vrindavan, I reside there. So this is Krishna's nature. If anyone is telling the sweet Hari Katha of Vrindavan with melted heart and tears flowing, then Krishna cannot check himself. At once he will come and appear in that place. So Krishna made some excuse, and along with Baldev, they left the Sudama assembly house and went running very quickly to that place where Rohini Maya was telling the bride's lila katha. So when they arrived there, Subhadra Devi, she checked us out, you can't go inside. I have order from Rohini Maya that I have to stop you from coming in. But anyway, from outside, Krishna and Baldev and Subhadra, they could hear what Rohini Maya was telling. So hearing the glorious and sweet pastimes of Vrindavan, then Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra, all three, they began to melt in ecstasy. Their arms and legs went inside, and their eyes became very, very big, and they were stunned. Even now you can see that Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they're completely stunned in ecstasy, unable to move. They became like statues or like wood, it seems. But this is only because they're overwhelmed with a deep ecstasy of separation from Vrindavan. So then, Rohini Maya, as she was telling these sweet pastimes, she became overwhelmed with transcendental ecstatic love. And her voice was choked, and she could not speak. And she was just weeping and weeping. She could not tell anything more. So at that time, when the Hari Katha stopped, then gradually, Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra, their ecstatic mood began to die down, and their arms and legs came out again. And Narad Rishi, he arrived there. So when Narad Rishi arrived, then Krishna, he was very, very grateful to Narad. Why? Because it was because of Narad that these glories of Braj had been spoken in this world. And because of Narad that Krishna had the chance to hear this sweet Hari Katha. So he wanted to give a benediction to Narad Rishi. So Narad Rishi, he took the benediction from Krishna. Oh Krishna, I pray to you for this, that in this form that I have seen you in today, this ecstatic form, feeling separation from the residents of Vrindavan, you will be visible to all the people of this world. That you should appear in this world, in that very form, and you should be called Patipavan, the savior of the fallen. Because in this form, you will give your darshan to everyone, and you will distribute your Mahaprasadam to everyone. And by this, you will attract everyone to your lotus feet, so that they may awake a very deep greed and substantial greed to attain your eternal service in Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna said, Tathastu, so be it, and gave his benediction. And therefore, we all sit here today, having darshan of Jagannath Dev, and by the mercy of Jagannath Dev, by mercy of Radha and Krishna, and their pure devotees, we have a chance to hear the glories of Vrindavan, so that in our hearts, a greed may sprout to one day attain the service of Radha and Krishna eternally there.
Also tell them. Also you should tell that. Narad then requested him to be situated in Nilachal Samudra near Jagannathpur forever.
And Srila Gurudev is explaining that Narad also asked for the benediction that in these three transcendental ecstatic forms you should remain forever at Nilachal Jagannath Puri on the bank of the ocean in Orissa.
That is
why. From there, give mercy to everyone.
Thank you. Very good. Third reason, can you explain third reason? Madhava Maharaj. What is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered?
Krishna came in Kurukshetra, how with his prince and what became. In brief, don't enlarge.
আমি অন্য একটা বলছি, ওইটা আপনি বলবেন
কি?
আমি অন্য একটা বলছি,
অন্য কি বলব, অন্য কিছু বলো না, সময় নেই, জানো না তাহলে অন্য লোকে বলো।
So, Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about the third reason of origin of Raj Yatra. You have heard from Sripad Bhakti Vedanta Sar Maharaj, Bhakti Sar Maharaj, Samrani Vidhi, and Sripad Aranya Maharaj. So, you know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though he is Brajendamandam Samsundar, he wants to release his three cherished desires, what he could not fulfill in being in Braj. So incarnate in this world, taking the mood and golden complexion of Srimati Radhika in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the time of Krishna, when he was in Braj, and once there is a solar eclipse, Nandava announced in Braj, oh, nowadays, Kurukshetra is a prominent pilgrimage place of the world. So during solar eclipse, we will go there. What is the reason? Because Krishna is coming from Dwarka to there. So we shall go to meet with Krishna. Then we can do in two jobs. One, mainly to meet with Krishna and to take bath in Kurukshetra, the most important pilgrimage place at the time. So Nandava announced, only few Brajavasis who is too old, they left over there, all came to Kurukshetra. On the other hand, Krishna came with his all inhabitants of Dwarka, all his queens, Mother Devaki Devi, Vasudev Maharaj, Rahini Maya, and others. So when
all the Kaurav,
all Kauravas,
Duryodhan, all, and
all Kauravas,
all India,
Bhishma Pitamaha, Guru Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Duryodhana and their 100 brothers all, Mahabharata battle lot take place here at that time.
All rishis, muni.
All rishis, all king all over India, they gathered together. So Krishna was discussing something with them. When he heard that Nandavava, Jasodamaya, Brajavasi is coming closer, Krishna kept them left behind and ran towards Brajavasi. Seeing Jasodamaya and Nandavava, Krishna began to weep, and Krishna took seat in the lap of Mother Jasoda, and Baladev Prabhu took seat on Father Nanda Baba. Seeing Mother Jasoda, Krishna became so overwhelmed. He remembered all his childhood pastimes, how Mother Jasoda nourished him, protected him, how her love was so ecstatic love. And Mother Jasoda was so old. Whenever Krishna went away from Braj, she never cooked, never eat, became very skinny. But when Krishna took seat on her lap, Krishna began to weep. Breast milk coming down automatically like a fountain, non-stop. Because Jasoda Maya is the embodiment of Vatsala Ras. She was weeping so bitterly. Seeing this, Devaki Devi thought, oh, maybe Krishna will not be here anymore. So much love with Mother Jasoda. Maybe Mother Jasoda will took him away from here. So somehow or other, I have to present Krishna and Jasoda in one way that both can understand that Krishna is my son, not Jasoda's son. Devaki Devi told, oh Jasode, oh you are so fortunate. I thank you so much. Oh, you protect my child like a pupil of eye. Whenever anything will come, I will drop down automatically. None can mentor anybody's son like yourself. Oh, I am indebted to you, grateful to you. Then he starts in other way that Krishna and Jasoda must listen his dialogue, her dialogue. Rahini Maya thought, oh, why Devaki Devi is doing all these nonsense things? At Devaki is telling, but neither Yashoda nor Krishna is listening anything to from Devaki Devi. When you might call, oh Devaki, Kunti Devi has come and Adar has come. Please come and have to welcome them. If you not go there, what they will think? By this way, Vahini Maya took Devaki from there. Other hand, the Braj Gopis, the Krishna's beloved, they could not tolerate Krishna's separation. Just by Gurudev has given example so many times that if you have any burden on your head, you have to go some distance. You are carrying that, but when you are almost near to doorway, if you get checked, then very hard to check yourself, like your heart will break, because there's a limit of patience. So Rohini Maya thought, oh, now somehow other have to separate Yashoda Maya from Krishna, have to give chance to gopis, otherwise they will die. So Mother Jor Rohini Maya, by tricks he took Baladev Prabhu and Yashoda from there.
No. Yashoda Maya did this herself.
Yashoda did herself, because Yashoda knew.
From there, Nanda Baba and all, because she realized the mood of gopis that they may die at once in the separation of Krishna.
So Yashoda Maya realized that if I not give chance to gopis, they may die at once. So Mother Yashoda, taking Varadevapu and Nanda Baba, went to other place. In the meantime, gopis came and met with Krishna. And Srila Kaviraj Goswami has explained in his Chaitanya Charitamritam very details about this. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking this mood, he discovered the new mood of Kar festival. As before, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was Kar festival, but not like this mood nowadays, after discovered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna told, oh, gopis, I am always with you. So, if you meditate upon me, then you can see, always I am with you. Why you are sorry? Gopis told, we are not yogis. How we can meditate? Better we can give this instruction to yogis, like Brahma and others. They can meditate upon you. We want to forget your lotus feet. We want to engage ourselves in household job, but we could not do so. And you are telling us to meditate upon you. We want to forget, and you ask to meditate upon you. Not possible for us. They said, we don't know. I always used to go there, and I used to play with you all. And again, come back to Jadupuri, you think that this poor thing, not at all. Because without you all, how I can survive my life? Because all are you my life and soul. And Radhika is my jivan ed jivan. Radhika is my life of life. So I could not give any one of you. So I am always with you. So then gopis and Radhika told, if you please, and then you can come with us to Braj. Then tabe tomar purna kripa mani. Then we understand your full mercy. How Krishna came to Braj? Chori gopir manarathe manmathe nam dhare madana mohan. Krishna is Madan Mohan. In this world, all living entity bewildered by Cupid, but Krishna is Madan Mohan. He can bewilder even Cupid also. How come? Chori gopir manarathe. He can ride on the chariot of made by gopis mind. If this way, then Krishna can bewilder even Cupid. So gopis pulled him to Vrindavan, how? Putting their chariot made by mind. So Srimad Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered this, that Gunija Mandir is personification of Vrindavan and Nilachal Dham is personification of Dwaraka or Kurukshetra. So Mahaprabhu, with his all associates, pulled Chaitanya Jagannath Dev, means Rajanandan Sam Sundar, in their mood to Gunija Mandir, and he lived there about 8-9 days, and he made excuse to Lakshmis like Saptama, Rukmini and others. Oh, I became sick, I want to go for change. So by cheating them this way, he he went to Vrindavan to play with gopis. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has discovered this mood. Under guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up to nowadays, in our guidance of our Guru Varga, this mood is going on. So I pray in the lotus feet of Gurudev and all Vaishnavas and Guru Varga, please bestow their causeless mercy. Now I may be one day be able and qualified, be in their guidance, how they release the Rakar festival, I may release under their guidance. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kavada Rupasya Sikarsin Vishayasa Pashita Mantra Vana Bhova.
Very good. These are the main reasons or main thing,
causes
that Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are in Jagannath Puri and great temple, and each year our festival going on. Before this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was every year cut festival, but lifeless. King with his own members and officers, he used to do all these things. And elephant he used to
pull the cord.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed everything. Everything. And he added new this thought. How gopis carried Krishna from Kurukshetra on their Manoratha. Chariot of made by heart. So it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam also, so many places. That dhanya brajastriya urukrama chitta jana. Krishna always liked to be seated in the heart of Krishna.
Gopis.
So gopis took Krishna from there, from Kurukshetra, pulling with their own hands or in their heart Krishna. And Krishna was controlled and he came on the chariot to Vrindavan. This is the main causes of court festival and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in that form. But before this we have discussed about also, you can bring Jagannath, but it should be totally clean, washed. If temple is not washed and not clear, not clean, and not sushital,
cool,
then Jagannath cannot come. You know, Uttama Bhakti, Anna Vilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. There shall be no any desire except serving Krishna and pleasing Him. No worldly desire, no sense gratification should be there. And no aparad, no anarth there should be. And also, it will be not covered with gyan and karma, yoga, tapasya and other things. Always serving Krishna to please Krishna, only to please Krishna. Continuously, in the guidance of Vaishnava, then this bhakti will come. Otherwise not. And Krishna can ride on this bhakti chariot, which is in the heart of Radhika and gopis. This cart is there on which Krishna can be carried and he can be easily
pulled.
So this is the main substance of the chariot festivals. So I was telling that first the temple should be clean. What is the purpose of that cleaning? Who? You? Oh, before that one kirtan. Oh, any kirtan. You should make dham. Oh.
Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Gaura Hari, Jai Sachi Nandana. Thank you.
open the window, let some air come.
No. What is the purport of Gundicha Mandir Margin? He is speaking.
Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak about the meaning of the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Gundicha Margin. This Gundicha temple is situated some distance from the main temple. And as Shripad Bhaktivedanta Mahamaraj has said, this was representing Kurukshetra, and Gundicha was representing Vrindavan.
And so what?
Gundicha was representing Vrindavan.
Who? What? Who?
Gundicha
Mandir. Gundicha Mandir was representing Vrindavan. So, before...
And Jagannath Temple?
Is representing...
Dwarka and Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra, and also Dwarka. So, before the Lord will come and sit in the throne of the heart, the throne must be made very clean. So, Lord Chaitanya was in a very deep mood and meditating. And he called for the superintendent of the temple, the Padicha, and other devotees, and he said, please tell the king that I would like to cleanse the Gundicha temple myself with my associates. Padicha said, oh, I've already been told that by the king that whatever you order I'm to do. So you just tell me, but you will need many brooms and pots for collecting water for cleansing. So in that way, the next morning, everything was assembled, and Lord Chaitanya himself went with all the devotees. And first they began with the brooms and sweeping all of the bigger stones and brambles and thorns, all the things that needed cleaning. And the walls and the ceilings and everywhere, and they were getting out all of the big dirt and dust. So this is compared to, in the beginning, this first cleansing is compared to in the beginning of our bhakti, especially for our as Western devotees. We are asked by Guru at the time of initiation to give up all bad behaviors. Eating of meat, intoxication, engaging in illicit sex, and gambling and intoxication. Giving these are compared to these big boulders and big grains of sand that Lord Chaitanya is sweeping out with the brooms. Then, second time, also cleansing. This time, for all the finer dust that is captured in the different cracks and that they didn't get with the first sweeping. This is compared to after some time of executing our bhakti, we may have given up so many of the other anarthas, these large boulder type anarthas, but other things may come into our devotional service at that time. During the anartha nivritti stage, there are so many fine things that will come and try to disturb our bhakti. And we have to also be very diligent to cleanse all of these things out. Hridaya Durbalyam, Asat Trishna, we've been having classes on all of these different processes in the stage of anartha nivritti. Also, it is to be understood from this example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it says he cleaned with the force himself of 100 persons. And his pile was bigger than all the other piles of everyone combined for the dust. So this also indicates that this cleansing process we cannot do all by ourselves. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami said, we should call out, hey Prabhu Dayita, O commanders of the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Swarup Dhamadhar, O Ramananda Roy, O Sanatana Goswami, O Rupa Prabhu, please help me. I am being bound by the neck by the dacoits on the road of bhakti, the dacoits of lust and anger and greed. Please save me from the beatings of these dacoits. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya is showing that he and his associates, if we call on them, they will come into our hearts and they will also, with even more power and energy than we ourselves can do, they will help to perfect this cleansing process. Then they gathered from Indradumna Sarovara, a beautiful clear tank pond nearby, a large lake that was built. they gathered hundreds of pots of the water, and as they were going, all the devotees were chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And when they would hand a pot to one another, he wouldn't say, give me the pot. He would say, Krishna, Krishna. And then sometimes they were colliding, and the pots would crash and break, and the water would go all over, and they would say, oh, you broke my pot? No. They would say, Krishna, Krishna. So in this way, they were, all the thousands of devotees were chanting, Krishna, Krishna, everywhere. And no one could hear anything else. So we discussed this also last night, that we were going to make an experiment today. Did we do it? Did everyone only say, Krishna, Krishna? I don't know, but we tried. So in that way, so much was going on. So what is this sweet, clear, and clean water that they were bringing from Indrajumna Sarovar, and they were pouring all over the ceilings and the walls and rushing, and they plugged up the gates so the water was backing up. And then at one point they pulled this plug and all the water went rushing out into the streets. And a miracle happened, and no one could tell how it happened. But not only was the inner temple clean completely, but also all the roads and streets around were also miraculously clean at the same time. And no one could know how it was done. So this, what is this clean water they were bringing to? If you just try to clean out your anartas, but you don't hear the sweet and refreshing Hari Katha from the lips of a pure Mahabhagavasik Vaishnava, then all these dirty things may come back in your heart. Simply by doing tapasya or austerity, like Srila Gurdi was saying, you will not get pure bhakti. You can only get pure bhakti anukulya anushilanam, if you are under guidance of a pure Vaishnava. So to hear his Hari Katha from one who is satam, who is pure, this will be like the fresh, clean water filling up the heart, and then nothing can come in there. And even Lord Chaitanya, at one point, he even took his own uttariya, and he was wiping very carefully, even smears on the, because even when you dust and clean and water, there may be some smear left. So even that he was attentive. So what is this last smear or stain that will be there to spoil our bhakti? That is called pratishta. Pratishta asa drishta svapacharamani ridhi menatat. This dog-eating prostitute woman of the desire for fame and adulation and worship from others is dancing in my heart. So we discussed her a lot last night, and how, if, but she has some kind of rights there, you know? She's like a squatter. Huh? In India, if someone squats in your property, very difficult to get rid of her. It takes many, many years and court orders and so many things. It's very difficult to do. So this dog-eating, unwanted person in our hearts, there's only one way we can evict that person. We have to call on Srila Gurudev and ask him to please you kick this unwanted tenant out of our heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gurudev.
There's some deeper meaning. Can you explain?
Srila Gurudev asked me to elaborate upon this very beautiful explanation that has been given by Pujpad Bhaktivedanta Bhaktisara Maharaj. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he came to the Gundicha and he was cleaning. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing his Acharya Leela. Apani kari mu bhakta bhava angi kari, apani achari bhakti shikha mu sabare. Apne na khayla dharma sikhana na yai eita siddhanta gita bhagavata gai. O Shastra explains that unless one is practicing devotional service, he cannot teach it to someone else. Unless someone is chanting Shuddhanam, the pure name of Krishna, and serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, they cannot tell others you should serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. They can say, but their words will have no power. So one can only teach who himself is practicing perfectly. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doing his Acharya Leela, he personally went there and he was taking part in all of the cleaning. All the devotees were running backwards and forwards, sweeping and throwing dust outside. They did not say anything, only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. What is this? Utsahat nistayat dharyat. Utsahat. Enthusiasm. If we want to make progress in bhakti, if the heart is to be cleansed, then you cannot do bhakti in the first gear. We cannot hear, chant, and remember in the slow lane. We have to give full anukulya in the Krishna anushilanam, means the complete, undivided, uninterrupted endeavors, all endeavors of the body, mind, and words. In other words, everything. To give complete energy, then the cleansing may go on. So this festival of cleaning, Gundicha, it was the embodiment of utsaha, enthusiasm. And Mahaprabhu also, he would go around and he would tell the devotees, oh, you should collect dust and I will come and I'll check your piles of dust and see who has been doing very well. If he saw someone, their pile of dust was very small, then he would throw them into the ocean of embarrassment by saying, well done, you should teach the others also. And then they would become ashamed and then they would have more enthusiasm. What does it mean that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to see how much dust you collected? It means that our anartha, our unwanted desires and internal obstacles and problems, don't hide them from Guru and Vaishnava. If the heart has some attachment, some material desire, any problem, anyway you cannot hide it from Guru and Vaishnava. So why try? Guru and Vaishnava, they are Savagya, they know everything. They're in the heart of every living entity, what to speak of the disciple. So they know. So there's no use in hiding. What will be the result of hiding one's faults and defects? Oh, it will be like cancer. If you have cancer, then what will you do? Oh, I should not tell anyone, especially a doctor. I'm not telling any doctors. If you hide that you have a disease from a doctor, then it will grow and grow and you will be finished. So in the same way, we should open our heart to Guru and Shuddha Vaishnavas, and they can make one operation. That means remove that cancer of lust and anger and so many types of material attachment, ignorance and false ego. So in this way, all devotees, gradually they were cleansing. Not only that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they washed the place, how? Throwing water on the ceiling, it was running down the walls all over the ceiling and out, going out through the drains. Mahaprabhu is washing it everywhere. What is this? Say, Malihaya se beach kore arupan, Shavana kirtana jale kore ase chan. When one receives the seed of bhakti from Sadhguru, then you have to give so much water in the form of Shravana and Kirtan, of beautiful Harikatara. And this water, all water is not the same. Some water is not clean. Oh, this will not do. It can kill the Bhaktilata beach. It should be pure water. And pure water is not all same also. Some mineral water, ionized water, colloidal silver water. So in the same, all Harikataras are not the same. First you have to hear, oh, how Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have danced in Navadvip Dham and delivered Jaga and Made and these things, gradually preparing the heart. And later, oh, as Raghunath Das Goswami heard from Saurabh Damodar in Puri, how to do bhajan, how to chant and remember and serve Radha and Krishna in the heart. And later, as Raghunath Das Goswami heard the sweet and beautiful katas of Rupa Goswami Pad in his final career in Vrindavan, gradually, hearing all these katas, heart will become completely cleansed and one can become qualified to render Uttama Bhakti, transcendental loving service at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So then, Mahaprabhu, he was, if you wash anything with water, still the water dries and some smears were there. So he is wiping away with his cloth. What does this mean? If you wipe away all the smears, then the surface will be shining. And in that service, you can see your own reflection. Chaito, Tarapana, Marjanam, Bhava Mahalavagi Nirvatanam, Shaykharava Chantri Kavitanam, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Oh, those whose hearts are cleaned from all types of anartha, when they'll do Harinam Sankirtanam, at that time, reflected in the core of their heart, they can realize their own sarup. What is my eternal spiritual identity by which I may serve lotus feet of Radha and Krishna under guidance of old Guru Varnas? So these meanings are there. Yet there is a deeper meaning. What is that? We know that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he was always feeling a mood of separation, like Sri Mata Radharani felt. Radhikara Bhava Jaite Udhava Darshan Sei Bhavam Mata Prabhu Rahirakti Dine. Day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation that Radharani was feeling at the time when Uddhava came to Vrindavan. Or when Radhika was in Divyun Mad Chitra Jalpa, Mohanakya Mahabhav and speaking with the bumblebee, this was Mahaprabhu's mood. And being very eager, oh, that Krishna should return. So we know from our acharyas that Krishna sent a message to Vrijvasis in Vrindavan that he was going to Kurukshetra. So then when this news came to Srimati Radhika, she called her sakis together and told them, oh, Krishna is coming to Kurukshetra. And oh, we should, from there, bring him here to Vrindavan. But how can we bring him here to Vrindavan? Why? All the kunjas and everything are in a very dilapidated state. Even the bumblebees, they don't kiss the flowers anymore. They're rolling in the dust. All the trees look as if they're about to die. All the streets are deserted, everything. So how can Krishna come here? So then Radhika, herself, and leading, showing the way to all of her sakis, they began to clean the kunj. And by cleaning and decorating the kunj, they were preparing a place that just now, it is sure that Krishna will return and again will perform sweet pastimes in these kunjas of Vrindavan. So, Vidyapati, he wrote a very beautiful kirtan describing this scene. Ki kahi bore sakhi ajukananda ora chiratina madhava mandira mora. Radhika told her sakis, oh my dear sakis, what can I tell to you today? I cannot describe the happiness in my heart. Why? Because today, after a very long time, oh, Krishna Chandra, he has come to my kunja mandir. And Radhika told him, oh, many days, Anika dine tumi more, badai la bandiya, garete panati ebe, rakibo bandiya. Oh Krishna, many days you cheated me and you stayed far away. But now I've got you into my kunj, I will bind you here by the ropes of praying so that you can never leave me again.
Thank you.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very eager to relish all of these moods, he performed the cleaning of Gundicha Marjanam. He did not speak these things outside. Why? Apana bhajana kata? Na kahibe jata jata. The subject of one's internal bhajan, it should not be spoken everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept these things inside, and only he can come to know them by the mercy of our Guru Vargas.
Now, you should come with me in the origin of Kart festival. There are so many deeper meanings. First, we should come to Indradyumna Maharaj. Without any help of Vaishnava, we cannot know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. Our body and everything is mortal. So, when you will meet together with Krishna and serve, practicing here in the guidance of a bona fide guru, then you can realize all these things. Otherwise, no. Indradyumna Maharaj was a very great king and he was happy there. But one day, a very bona fide Vaishnava, taking the darshan of Madhav, Neel Madhav, by chance he went to there. Not by chance, but by the wish of Krishna. Because Indradyumna was very high class of devotee. But he had no chance to take darshan of Krishna. So, Krishna sent this two Vaishnavas in his kingdom. And they met anyhow with Indradyumna Maharaj and told the glorification of
Neelamadhava.
That even a crow, if he will give up his body, he will be Chaturbhuj and he will go to Vaikuntha. If anyone
He had decided that tomorrow I will go to Jagannath Puri Neel Madhav. But today in night he left his body. What will be? At once he will be 400 and will be going to Vaikuntha. So how powerful this thing. Then he decided, I must take Dirdarshan and take the service of Neel Madhav. But how it can be? He has some pata to mila unko.
Address. He did not get a tip.
Unko yah pata mila ki Neel Madhav ke darshan karne se hum ko Vaikunth ki prapti hogi.
He understood that by the darshan of Neel Madhav we can go to Vaikuntha.
He knew.
We don't know how to do it.
But how to at that go in process, then by the help of his guru or guru son. Who was that?
Vidyapati.
He sent to discover where is Neel Madhav. And he went there. And how skillfully he discovered Neel Madhav. Even he married with the that
daughter.
Cold hill. Very lower cost.
Scheduled
cost. Even though he was Brahmin.
High class Brahmin.
But to discover Krishna, he did to like his wife. And with Lalita, by the help of Lalita, that Guru discovered Neel Madhav. And he went to Indradyumna and told, and he brought. So if you can associate with a high class of devotees like him, like Guru, bona fide Guru, then he can give you so much processes, and if you follow, you can take the darshan and service of Krishna. Otherwise, no.
In this example, who is Guru? In this example? Who is Guru in this example?
Oh, that Vidyapati. Vidyapati. Anywhere it has written that the son of Guru, but I think that so many times it has been written the Guru.
No advisor,
Guru, Purohit. Guru, he sent. And then he went there and discovered. But even when he took the Indradyumna Maharaj there, he was at that time. What? Disappeared up till now. Why? To increase the greatness of a devotee, Krishna may hide himself. Like sometimes he hides from gopis, from sakhas, and sakha, very eagerly, Krishna, where you are. Radhika, what doing? And gopis, sometimes he hides himself, or he goes to another kunja of Chandravaliya and others. And then what these gopis are doing? Lamenting, and sending messenger to cheat Krishna and to bring there. So, he did disappear. But by the help of Adi Guru Brahma, again he knew that very beautiful form, more than this Chaturbhuj, Neel Madhav, I can discover for you. So, our Guru Parampara in Brahma, the first Adi Guru, is very, high class of devotee. And what we want more than this, he can give. Like Nityananda Prabhu, his Guru too. The Guru of Brahma and others also. Baladev Prabhu. He can strictly give Krishna and his service. If Guruji is not bona fide, in any way you cannot have the darshan of Krishna and pure devotion of Krishna. If you have not, or your Guru has gone down,
fall down.
Deviated, what should we do? Without
delay.
Wasting a moment time, delaying a moment time. At once you should choose any
Bonafide Guru. Don't waste your time, your life. So, only by the Guru, by the help and by the mercy of Guru, bona fide Guru and bona fide or Mool Acharya, Mool Guru, like Narad, Brahma and others, we can have the process of taking the service of Krishna. And what is pure devotion to Krishna we can discover, otherwise not. And also, Jagannath, I think more superior manifestation of Krishna, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Sometimes Jagannath becomes like himself, Krishna, with gopis. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can realize, and he is associate, not others. Like Nayamatma Pravachani Nalabhyo, Namedhaya Bahusunteena, Jamayesh Eva Bhunite Tena Eva Labhya Tasai Shatma Bibhunite Tamsa. Why I told this loka? Because by only the mercy of Krishna himself and by the mercy of associates of Krishna, we can achieve the service of Krishna. Otherwise, no. Though the three trunks were in ocean, they are floating with the symbol of chakra. Especially chakra. And what became there? And it was aerial force that take it out and take it to temple and make it Shri Vigraha. But who can do it? Krishna himself, Jagannath himself. He came in the disguise of that Brahmin, old Brahmin, very beautiful, like carpenter. Who was he? Himself, Jagannath. Himself, Krishna was he. He cheated others that I am an old carpenter, but not real. And he took 21 days for carving Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladeva and Chakra. And he told that, don't open the door. When in the last of, after 21 days, when I will open, you can come and see. But Jagannath himself came in the heart of
Gundicha Devi,
Queen Gundicha. And he inspired to tell king, at once I want to see her. What became of that carpenter? It has gone 14 days.
No sound.
Not he had taken any fruit, flower, or anything to eat. He may be die, and you will have to be responsible for him. And forcibly he told the priest, open the door. And the door was
broken by king.
Broken, because from inside it was
locked.
So it was broken. But at once, the carpenter laughed, smiled, and vanished. What was that? Why he laughed? There were some hidden
meanings.
What I wanted itself, it was done. It has been done. I never wanted to make the full details. I wanted to fulfill the desire of Narada, that you should remain in this form. What this form? When by hearing your past times, yourself will be melted, your hands, half will go away, feet go away, all body will go away, only this statue, only eyes, nose, and this will be
And so he smiled, and at once he disappeared. Oh, my job has been finished. I am successful. So Krishna, if he will be merciful to you, and only by the in the guidance of Vaishnava mercy, then he will be happy. And then you can know. Otherwise, no intelligence, no learning, no qualification, nothing will do. Only Krishna chooses you to be his servant. Then you can. Jamayesha eva binite. Krishna will think that this is qualified for my mercy. Then he will. Otherwise, no. So take the shelter of any high class of Guru, Vaishnava, and they will pray for you, and then Krishna mercy will come, and very easily you can do. What is the hidden meaning of Gundicha Marga? They are told, very good. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to these associates of king, like his Guru Kashi Mishra, the head Pujari, and Sarvam Bhattacharya, that I want to do Gundika Bhajan. King used to send his some servants, go and clean the temple. But how what they can do? Only they can groom something and only something. But not with love and affection they can do anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this service, and what he did? Oh, he garlanded all the Vaishnava, and he put tilak on them, and gave one broom, and one waterfall, feature. And by singing, by kirtan, oh, they are doing kirtan. What kirtan? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Like this, all doing kirtan with broom and kartal and feature, the vent, and all were looking, oh, what new thing is going on? These are all mad totally. Why broom and why jaw? All were, some were laughing, some were, oh.
They wondered.
They wondered. They were seeing very greatly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. And what did? In the medium of Sankirtan, with a broom, he collected so much big
stones
and others. What is bigger? Aparad. Vaishnava aparad, Nama aparad. When it was done, he collected, it was thrown out of the temple, out of the whole temple. What? Biggest. This Vaishnava aparad, Nama. Don't do. Be careful of Vaishnava aparad. Guru avagya, Shastra Nindanam, or these 10 kinds of aparad. And then dhamma aparad. Then what Vishwanath Chakravarti has told in his Madhurya Kadambali, all like Sarubhram, Asatrishna, Hriday, Dorbal, and aparad. And then liar, Bhikshet, and all. And after that also, except this also, what Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Upadeshamrita,
माचो बेगम मनसा क्रोध बेगम जीवा उद्रोपेस्तवे अत्याहार प्रयासस्य प्रजालतो नियमः एंड मोर अबाउट तृणादपि सुनिचेन तरोरपि सहि सुना अमानिना अधानिना कृतानिया सदा हरि. ओह, यू विल हैव टू गिव अप ऑल दीस थिंग्स, बट यू कैन नॉट. आई नो वी आर वेरी बिग, हु कैन डू. चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वरूप दामोदर राय रामानंद ब्रह्मानंद भारती परमानंद पुरी नित्यानंद प्रभु अद्वैत दे कैन डू. पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि बक्रेश्वर पंडित दे कैन डू, अदरवाइज नो. सो फर्स्ट टेक शेल्टर इन योर गुरुदेव एंड इन देयर लाइन यू शुड टेक दिस शेल्टर ऑफ ऑल. हा हा स्वरूप, हा दामोदर, हाय रामानंद प्रभु, गिव शेल्टर. आई एम डाइंग. Like these, all these things. One thing that he told Aranya Maharaj, that Mahaprabhu was like a charge, because he was himself doing and then teaching to others. I'm not doing. Oh, my dear disciples, you should chant at least 64 rounds. But his disciple cannot ask him, how many rounds you are doing? They fear. But any very bold disciple can tell, how many rounds you are doing? In what mood? Then, bogus guru cannot do, kangaroos cannot tell anything. But a real guru will tell, oh, I try to do 64, sometimes more than that, sometimes more even than that I do. And what mood? Gopi jana vallabhaya swaha, in that mood. So how this bogus guru can advise you to do all these things that don't know a trace of these modes, the meaning of Gopal Mantra or Kama Gayatri or Brahma Gayatri, even they don't know. But one thing, they have never to fall down, because they are fall down from beginning. So, Mahaprabhu is teaching all, especially we should try to give up pratishthasa that they have told. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, or Krishna and Radhika himself. And one bhakta, Gaudiya bhakta, was giving water in the feet and taking, and he drank it. And Mahaprabhu became very furious. And he told to Swarup Damodar, oh, this Gaudiya, how he is doing? I will go to hell. Because in front of
The temple,
not deity, but Singharshan. And he washing my feet and taking. I will have to go. Or at once, Sir Damodar pushed that boy and took out of the temple and told, you have done right. But all should be careful. To teach others, Mahaprabhu has done so. So I will anyhow ask his mercy for you. You should wait here, and while I will call, you can come. Otherwise, you should wait. And when he returned back, he told, oh, Mahaprabhu, oh, he was very quite ignorant, innocent. Foolish, innocent. He does not know anything, so be merciful to that boy. So we should not try to be that I am Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava. And giving prasadam to all, that, oh, by my prasadam your heart can be. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written something about this. Nijar uchhishta. So try to follow all these things. Don't think that I am a Vaishnava. Try to compare with Vaishnava. Rupa Raghunath, even up till Srila Prabhupada, you should
compare. Where is their bhakti and where is your bhakti? You cannot control your sense gratification even. If a naked lady is standing there, you cannot check your eyes and your heart. Like I heard from anyone that Swamiji told to anyone, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, I can be there without any
disturbance.
And you cannot be there. So we should try to follow these things from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Jagadananda Pandit, Swarup Damodar and others who were distributing Mahaprasad after Gundicha Mandir. They were distributing Prasad to all. Mahaprabhu was a Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charya, all were in the middle. Mahaprabhu told, give sweet
preparation
to all Vaishnavas, because he knew they'd like this. And to me, only Lafra Benjan. Lafra?
Mixed vegetable.
Hodgepodge.
No, mixed vegetables.
The mixed vegetables, only boiled. So Mahaprabhu was in this. So, don't think that good preparation should be given to me and bad should be given to others. So, these are so many hidden meanings of these things. Today, 8, I thought that only 7:30. So, tomorrow we will speak about Rath Yatra.
Also festival.
Also
the festival.
Kal Rath Yatra.
Tomorrow. And also will be some glorify Rath Yatra. And what is the casual? Who will, that Brahmachari will announce?
Who
is managing?
Tomorrow.
Who is managing? Radha.